Glenn Clark's Growing Up in Bandera, number 178. During the summertime, along the banks of the Medina River, near our home, there were sightings you could count on every day. Among the regulars were Doc Gray, who would either be fishing or digging worms in preparation for an upcoming fishing trip. Don Hicks from the Mayon Dude Ranch would be seen leading a string of horses with dudes mounted up for a look around our town. Those dudes were the real thing, not the ones you hear about in conversation among the younger generations of today. I.G. Thedford had a residence set up on the river in a wagon, so it was a cinch we could run into him and his horse pretty regularly. Early pioneer style was his choice in living quarters and transportation too. He made trips to the grocery store on horseback, and then passed by our house, I would smile, knowing he had the same struggles with those brown paper bags as I did on my bike. His traditional attire was sure sign of his whole life being that of a real cowboy. Mr. Deskin's routine never varied in time or direction in his daily walks around the river roads. You could set your watch by him. Well, I could have, but tell the truth, I never wore a watch. Watches that some of my friends had back in the day didn't have a good survival rate, as I recall. Those early models didn't mix well with water, which is where we spent most of our time, both on purpose and sometimes by accident. My friend Brandy Humphreys went through more watches than anyone I've ever known. He was accident prone and his watch would often end up being a casualty. I always made it a real up-close personal greeting with Mr. Deskin, because he carried a pocket full of hard candy with him at all times. Usually, it was not root beer barrels, and he was sure to share. As long as I knew him, we walked the same roads every day on his old walking cane. I sometimes carry one of my dad's old walking canes with me when I'm taking a stroll to get some wildlife pictures along the river. I wish I could retrace Mr. Deskin's steps and those of my dad in his younger days here in Bandera, but most of those areas are closed to the public now. Another sign of the times. As my years of growing up in Bandera were rolling on, they are peppered with disappointments more and more, because as bad as I want to hang on to the old, I know that time marches on.
Podcast is proudly brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source. Locally owned and locally operated. Your news now.